to More with Mo. I'm Mo Reese. Today we're brought to you by JulieLandRadio.com. We're recording from a trailer park somewhere in Eastern Oregon. Today my guest is Andy Sandemus. We're going to be talking about everything the 80s. I have to say I grew up in the 80s, and I believe Miss Sandemus knows way more than I do. Andy?
I kind of grew up in the 80s. I was born in 86, and my town was really far behind. Let's just put it that way.
So far behind, meaning you were just mid-90s. You were at 1986.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It was just really...
So we've known each other for a couple years now.
Yes.
But I do have to say, the reason why I thought of you in the 80s is the first time I was over at your place.
Yes.
You have a stack of VHS tapes, first of all.
Oh, I have more than a stack now.
Okay. I saw just the stack.
Uh-huh.
And there was a whole group of people. And we decided to go ahead and pop in a little movie that I believe is one of your favorites, known as Mac and Me.
Mac and Me. And it really is one of my favorites. And the thing about it is that it has become kind of an ironic like movie to watch now. But I actually watched it as a small child when it was, you know, relevant to McDonald's and Coca-Cola and everything that it was trying to do. You know, when it was serious, I watched it and I took it seriously. It came out when I was 2, and from then on, I was all about it. I watched it every day, and I've cherished that movie ever since.
Now, I recognize that movie more from my childhood than even E.T., which used to only come on Thanksgiving every year on CBS or something. But I remember actually walking to the little video store, which was just some little hole in the wall, and renting that VHS tape. And it was the thing. And for the people who don't know, Mac and Me, and I'm going to be horrible about this, is kind of a knockoff of E.T. And instead of plugging Reese's Pieces, they were plugging McDonald's and they were plugging Coca-Cola.
And Skittles.
And Skittles.
Well, that's the Coca-Cola company.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
It's called the Mac and Me joint venture, technically.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
It's amazing.
Who stars in this?
No one?
Christine Ebersole.
Really?
One of the cheesiest aliens ever, but it's a great sentimental movie, and it's perfect for the 80s, and that's why I felt a little bit of a connection, because I thought I'm now watching with, you know, big name porn star, if you will, Mac and Me, something from my childhood.
But so when she pulls it out, you know what it is.
Oh, I knew exactly what it was.
So many people were like excited to watch it because they had seen it before and they hadn't seen it in a long time, and so many people had never seen it, and like we were so excited to show it to them, and it was at like a party where everyone was drinking and running around, but people were still really enthralled with the movie. Like it was a whole group of
I've never heard of it.
My parties used to be really fun.
And this was after somebody's show, so there were music people. Somebody's pissing off the balcony. Yeah. So while we're watching Mac and Me. Yeah. So it was a good time. And so that's what made me fall in love with you even a little bit more, is just because VHS and everything, you're very honest about what you like about the 80s.
Yeah.
Even though that's when you were born. Now, I grew up during that time, so I saw a lot of these things firsthand that you're experiencing. And I believe and I know it went into the 90s, but you're also a fan of the show Full House.
Yes, very much so. I actually have some Full House trading cards in my purse right now that someone just gave me. I actually wrote a Full House porn. And I was really upset because this thing is fucking amazing. I got high as shit one day and I just sat there and I was like, you know, like then this is going to happen. I was just dictating it to my ex who was just typing away just furiously. And we
fade in.
Made
Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Are going down on each other.
No. Okay. Well, I'm a big fan. And one thing I hate about porn parodies, and I've done so fucking many of them.
I was going to say, you've done a few.
This thing pisses me off. I always wonder, did anyone watch the show?
Probably not.
No. Absolutely not.
Is it that hard to find someone that watched the show to write a script? You can just ask me. I'll do it.
Yeah.
It'll be true to form. But like, you know, I made this script have every, you know, single aspect be totally accurate to Full House. And I made it 5 years in the future, or however many years in the future that Michelle needed to turn 18. and it was just the most amazing movie, and it never happened.
So who are the characters in that? It was
and I even had people picked out to play people.
Okay, but who are the, like, I'm trying to remember everybody in that show. That was
John Stamos, right? Played Uncle Jesse. And there was Aunt Becky as Lori Loughlin, right? Who's you know, whoever.
Did you see him perform on?
Oh, he looks so good still.
Yeah.
He was,
but you know, he just his whole band, they just performed on Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah, I know they were lip syncing, but yeah,
it's pretty good though. It's pretty good.
Well, I thought
he's aged well.
For me, what was the weird, when I first moved to LA, I went to my bagel shop and there I saw the Olsen twins pull up. And so for me, it was a weird, they were in high school still, but it was they were just before they turned 18. So for me, it was kind of an odd, surreal experience. They were children when I watched them and now they're 18 years old. That was one of my first experiences of going, I'm getting older now. This is something from my child. And to see in person these babies as grown women, basically. I mean, they weren't full on, but I always thought that was an odd show.
Now you felt like, hey, I can go home and masturbate to them now. And I don't feel so bad.
I don't feel so bad about myself when I do that.
I'm not as bad as I thought I was.
So let's do a quick pop quiz. Let's blast through the 80s and what you like. Favorite song?
You can't say things like that.
Songs. Let's make it plural.
Songs, favorite songs from the 80s. Oh, you're gonna scratch my face off.
Simple Minds.
My favorite band from the 80s is Rat.
Oh, that's, you know.
Oh,
I'll let you off.
Okay. I like all the genres in the 80s. I love new wave music.
Mm-hmm.
The Knack.
The Knack is okay.
Blondie.
Blonde. I just personally never got into Blondie.
Billy Idol.
I like Billy Idol. I like Eyes Without a Face. I like that song. It's a good. I used to strip to that song.
That's a good song.
See, I remember actually Blondie the Love day she My was Way, on like American Dogfers, Bandstand.
Strip to that.
Yeah. Like American Bandstand was on Blondie. I remember watching it on a Saturday morning, and Dick Clark, and here's Blondie, and watching what I'd heard on the radio. So I always thought that was an interesting.
Blondie was cool.
Yeah.
What about What about so?
Ready for the World.
What about Poison?
Ew.
Motley Crue.
Going back that you don't like them, or is it something earlier you liked them and now you've realized that
it's not
as cool?
Two of their songs, but I'm just like, Poison's just so like, meh. Like, they're all blonde.
What about Motley Crue?
Motley Crue, I liked a lot.
Earlier, did you get like their first album? And
Motley Crue's Too Fast for Love is like one of the best albums of the 80s. I'll say that for sure.
Really? Yeah. What about Theater Pain?
That's okay. Yeah. I like Too Fast for Love better. I don't know.
Guns N' Roses.
First time I saw
it. I hate Guns N' Roses.
So really? When I was in middle school, that was the hot band to listen to. That was everybody. The big bad stoners were the one that listened to that.
No, I hated Guns. Motley Crue, I saw them in 83. It was amazing.
Yeah. See, I learned a very valuable lesson. Do not go see bands that you love that have been around for over 20 years. Do not see them now because you will be so disappointed you are hoping and searching for that experience that everyone had in the 80s, seeing these bands. Like, oh my God, I'd give fucking anything to go party and be a groupie whore in the 80s. That would be the best shit ever.
God, you should have been with me.
The best thing.
Like the first time I saw David Lee Roth was when he left Van Halen. I wasn't lucky enough to see him with Van Halen, but I saw David Lee Roth in his first solo band. Do you remember that? With Steve Vai and Billy Sheehan and Greg Bisson. And I got to go to private shows and everything. And it was like, but then all of a sudden, fast forward 20 years, I got to see him later, and it was kind of sad because he wasn't jumping quite as high. The kicks weren't quite as high. He was moving
Motley
a lot
Crue.
Slower, and you're just all like, oh, man.
Motley Crue was pretty disappointing when I saw them. Yeah. So, yeah.
They're kind of bummed. What about, did you like pop music back then? Were you into...
Like, let's see.
Like, what's
Big
her name?
Country.
No, but like, what's her name? The two girls. Debbie Gibson.
Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany.
Let's see. Who's my
George
favorite?
Michael,
Madonna, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, all these things. I'm trying to think of like someone that doesn't get mentioned all the time. Someone that's not obvious.
What was your first concert?
Oh, my first concert was technically Tracy Lawrence, who is a country singer. It was still my favorite country singer.
Okay.
Then my other first concert that I still count as a first concert was Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, you know what's funny? That was my third concert.
He put on a good show.
He put on a great show. My first was Kenny Rogers.
Okay,
so going with the Western, I grew up
with country music. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Weird Al was my third, but Bryan Adams was my number two, which I thought was kind of an odd one.
Love Bryan.
Jumping from music, let's go to TV.
Okay. I used to watch Small Wonder and Mr. Belvedere back to back when I was a little kid. And now I've tried to rewatch them, and those shows are atrocious.
It's painful.
And I'll go back and watch like certain episodes of shows that I've heard are just notoriously bad now. Like, okay, like Different Strokes. There's an episode where like it's an hour long episode. It's where Arnold's little friend, what's his name? It's like Dieter or something. Some dumb little name. Duncan. I don't know. Some poor little unfortunate stupid boy that Arnold's friends with gets molested, but there's like an hour long episode about them like getting drunk with some old bicycle repairman. Oh, and like, God. Yeah. And
it's like a lesson for everybody out there.
There's another good episode. Where what's that fucking kid's name?
Was it all
red haired Sam? Was that his name? A little fucking idiot kid towards the end. Is that his name, Sam? Or
never watched it.
Towards the end of Different Strokes, Mr. Drummond got married, and his new wife had a son, and it was a little red haired brat kid. He played Budnick on Salute Your Shorts later on, and he got kidnapped. The kidnapping episode. It's pretty funny.
This is a comedy.
And,
too,
and that's
right?
what they used to do, though, is when shows would jump the shark, it would be throwing, even the Brady Bunch did it, where they threw in Oliver. Oh, we got to throw in a new young to get that.
Yeah.
Cosby Show.
His name was Sam. Everyone hated him. He was.
Broke. What? Was it all about situation comedies for you as a kid?
Yeah. And also, like, my parents forced me to watch Nick at Night growing up, and that was the only thing we were allowed to watch.
Didn't you watch, like, St. Elsewhere?
No, it was
Hill Street Blues.
That's boring.
Now, did you watch talk shows at all, like Johnny Carson?
No.
No?
No. Now, I watched trashy talk shows, but not that.
What was Nick at Night like when you were a kid? Because when I was a kid, it was Dobie Gillis, the Patty Duke show.
Yeah, Dobie Gillis, Patty Duke. I hate I Love Lucy. I fucking hate that show.
It's been played over and over.
It's my mom's favorite show, and she would watch it every day, and I just be like, I want to watch this movie. I know it's on another channel, but we are not allowed to watch anything but Nick at Night. And I've seen this episode of I Love Lucy a million times. You can only hear Lucy beg Ricky to be in the show how many times? I don't know.
I love watching old TV shows.
Yeah.
I love
I love them now.
My new favorite channel, MeTV. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my God, MeTV. Oh, MeTV is the best. It's like, I watch My Three Sons, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke, that's one that I like to watch.
Like, and then, no, but it has like, yesterday I was watching To Catch a Thief, and then they have like everything that I grew up on.
I used to watch Dragnet, I remember that. I don't know why. Awesome. As like an 8-year-old girl, I'm like, Dragnet. Yeah, Adam 12, I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, but they have all these shows still on. Somebody realized there's like all these like 70, 80-year-old the people out there that want to stay home and watch TV, so they put all the old shows on.
Exactly. Yeah. You're at home all the time and watch it.
So, movies.
Let's talk about movies. Okay. Let's go, since you didn't like just picking one, top three 80s movies.
Okay. This is a hard one for me because I love obscure movies.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to not name ones that MacGuffin. No one's
heard. Wasn't that called?
MacGuffin? The MacGuffin? What was that called?
I never remember the name of it.
Oh, The Majestic?
No.
So you're not going to come out with Ghostbusters, Temple of Doom?
No.
Jedi?
No. I like the Ewok movies more than Star Wars. I actually don't like Star Wars, but I love the Ewok movies. Yeah. And I never watched... No, you know why I don't like Star Wars? You know why I don't like it? And I'll say this right now. I did not watch Star Wars as a child. Therefore, I don't appreciate it the same way everybody else does. And I understand that.
That's fair.
But I watched the Ewok movies when I was little, and I didn't realize that they had anything to do with Star Wars until way later in life.
I think one of them was called the Ewok Adventure.
The Ewok Adventure, and then there was Ewok Adventure 2, Battle for Endor or something.
Very nice.
Where they're in like a prison, or I don't know. I didn't know it had anything to do with that. But I was, I guess I'm trying to think of one. The Garbage Pail Kids movie was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
No, I never saw the movie that I can recall, but I had the cards.
I have thousands of Garbage Pail Kids.
You still have
cards.
Them?
I didn't collect them in the 80s. I collected them later in life, but like I have legitimate like 80s ones.
But the movies? I feel like I'm trying to think of all these 80s movies like Breakfast Club.
Club is so like it's.
But like even all those kind of movies that were big at the time. You know that what's his name was making, and he was every movie he put out.
Some Kind of Wonderful. That's
Some Kind of Wonderful.
That's one of my favorite 80s movies. It's my favorite. Well, technically, it's not John Hughes' movie. He wrote it,
right?
But it's not directed by John Hughes. But it's
16 Candles. There you go.
But Some Kind of Wonderful is my favorite one.
Okay,
has the best soundtrack out of all of them, and just the overall feeling of it is there's just something about it that I really love.
Now, did you ever have the opportunity of watching a movie at the drive-in?
No, but I did get to see Mac and Me in the theater at the New Beverly.
So, you did?
Yeah, and I like cried. I have a poster of it, and I never got to see it in the theater.
See, I like to. Yeah. I like so to be able to.
I had to work when Garbage Pail Kids played, so I was sad about that.
See, I consider it bragging rights to be able to say that I saw certain movies in the theater when it first came out. I saw Temple of Doom on the drive-in when it first came out.
I saw Star Wars when it came out, okay?
I saw Jedi is the one that I recall that I could say that I saw.
I'll tell you a funny story. I was at the movie scene, if you remember the movie from, it was in the 80s. Silver Streak. Do you remember Silver Streak with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor?
Okay, I know of that movie, but I've never
Jill
seen
Claiborne.
It.
We're at the movie to see that movie, and before that movie starts, they show us a trailer to this movie called Star Wars. I'm not kidding. Everybody in the theater laughed, thought this looks like the stupidest movie in the world. 6 months later, we're in line for the 10th time to see this movie, going, this is the greatest movie ever made.
It's really... No,
and you thought, insane. We thought, 1 minute we thought it was the dumbest thing, and seriously, 6 months later, we go, this is our 10th time seeing it.
It's just, I don't know, Star Wars, yeah. Like I said, it's just one of those movies.
Okay.
And I had an ex that had never seen The Goonies. And I was like, you gotta fucking watch The Goonies. You gotta watch it. I love it. Oh my God, I grew up watching this movie. And he watched it and he literally was like, you know what? I didn't really like it.
But you know
why? It's because I didn't watch it when I was a little kid.
And I agree. And there's nothing more defeating
than that. Same with Monster Squad. I watched Monster Squad and I was like, this is great, but I didn't watch it when I was little.
I liked
Kick Him in the Nuts.
I didn't see The Goonies as a kid, and I liked The Goonies.
See, I love
I always thought that would have been a great TV series.
It would have. It would have been. There would have been a great sequel.
So one more thing. Things of the 80s. You mentioned your trouble. Think about whether it's toys, games, game shows.
Uh-huh. I remember this game show called I'm Telling, and I always wanted to be on it so bad, but it was too late by that point.
I like Tattletales.
I'm Telling Match was game. it's the children's version of the Newlywed Game, but it's with brothers and sisters.
Okay, this has gone a little strange.
No, but it makes sense. When you watch it, it makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense.
It's seeing how well you know each other compared to, you know, the other brothers and sisters.
I never heard of it. Was it like on Nickelodeon or something?
I don't know what it was on, but they used to play reruns of it, like with Kids Incorporated. And
did you watch Dance Party USA?
No. Oh, I watched Kids Incorporated, which had Jennifer Love Hewitt on it and stuff when she was little. And I watched, I don't know, we already talked about TV shows, but things of the 80s, toys. I still have a lot of my toys. I kept them.
Okay, top three toys.
Top three toys of the 80s.
Wacky packages.
That's not a toy.
I mean, I have mine.
I'm not going to say cards or toys because cards are my favorite. And I have thousands of Topps non-sports trading cards from the 80s. But they're not toys to me. Cabbage Patch Kids. I have a shitload of Cabbage Patch Kids still.
Is Ninja Turtles in that year?
No.
I had the Ninja Turtles when I was young.
I consider the 90s, but...
Transformers.
That's 90s.
I always... No, they're 80s.
That's 80s.
That's 80s? Okay.
84, 85, Voltron, that whole thing. I was more the guy's toys.
I had Teddy Ruxpin that I really loved.
Now, wait.
I have a Snoopy now, too, that's from that era. But, it makes no sense. Why would you have a talking Snoopy when Snoopy never talks?
Well, I had the Snoopy, the ice machine, but...
I have the Snoopy snow cone machine, too.
Now, my question is...
That was cool.
You had, one piece of ice.
Teddy Ruxpin. It was always said that if you put in a tape that's not one of the Teddy Ruxpin takes, that it would break it. We always wanted to put in a heavy metal tape.
I did all the time and it was fine.
And we thought it would break. So we were scared that we would break Teddy Ruxpin. Listen, I grew up poor, so we didn't get many cool toys.
I know. I grew up poor too. And my grandparents saved up for me.
I love it. A toy for us was a piece of cardboard.
Just
use your imagination.
It wasn't a real...
No.
It wasn't a first run Teddy Ruxpin. It was Goodwill Teddy Ruxpin. So.
Aww.
I know, it's sad.
I still have a lot of toys. I still have a lot of Care Bears, but they're real Care Bears, they're original ones. And I have a lot of, I don't know, just I have so much shit that I don't know what the fuck I have anymore. I'm not a hoarder though.
Yeah, I'm not a hoarder at all. I am not a hoarder. I am Andy Sandemus. I am not a hoarder.
I get called a hoarder by people I've been with before, and it's funny because I don't really have that much stuff. It's just that the stuff that I have, they look at it and they're like, "Why the fuck do you have this thing?" This is gross looking.
Well, I'm going to have to come over and we'll have to walk down a memory lane of the 80s.
I have to drive more stuff.
Go through your stuff. But I appreciate you coming down and talking to us about the 80s, something besides porn, which is always nice to do. Tell us where we can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Andy Sandemus.
Just there? That's it? Just Andy Sandemus?
I mean, you can find me on Tumblr, andysandemus.tumblr.com, but that's not that interesting.
Yeah.
And then I own andytriplex.com. but that's kind of defunct. But, you know, no other site is like my real
site.
No
other site. Well, thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Or you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see some cool BTS photos from the shoots that I work on. Again, More with Mo was brought to you by JulianneRadio.com. I appreciate you guys listening. Thanks a lot.